Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Each summer, Milwaukee Magazine compiles its list of what's what in town. The City Guide issue serves as an introduction for newcomers and an eye-opener for old-timers as well. Among this year's offerings is a guide for the best places for a refreshing and alcoholic drink this summer. Assistant editor Claire Hannon compiled the piece, and she tells Lake Effect's Stephanie Lecce more about the project.
Every few years, we put out a best bars guide. And then in 2012, we did a guide to all things beer. So those are kind of our base, and we wanted to approach this differently and in a fresh way. The easiest way to do that was to put it in our City Guide issue. So the logic was that you could use this all summer long as kind of your guide to where should we go on a Saturday night, while also not repeating everything in those previous issues. So we wanted to focus on the newer bars that also had really good patios and views and all that. So while Pedal Tavern certainly didn't make the last one, I don't think, but also places like the Jackson's Blue Ribbon Pub. I don't think we had Stubby's in the last one, and their patio deck thing is amazing. Ugly's Pub was not, but just to get in all of those places, Ruby Tap, that have great patios, great outdoor atmospheres that are just as good, if not better, as indoors.
What makes Milwaukee's outdoor drinking scene unique compared with other cities?
Well, I think in a couple ways, the beer gardens are becoming, or have become, but probably will become even bigger as they open more of them. I just saw the Beer Garden on Wheels open yesterday. But these beer gardens are becoming huge. And also, I think Milwaukeeans have a special appreciation for outdoor drinking venues because, especially this year, we were stuck inside for 7 months straight, it felt like. So I think if it's a beautiful day and there's an outdoor opportunity, tons of people are going to take it.
Where were some of the best places to get your drink and a view?
Well, it depends on what you want to drink, but we thought that the Yard, of course, is great. They've got an awesome cocktail.
Which, describe this location. I didn't know about the Yard.
Oh, yeah. It's adjacent to the Iron Horse Hotel, and it's by the Harley Museum, kind of in an industrial area, but it's this really, it's kind of like an oasis in this very industrial area. Jackson's Blue Ribbon Pub downtown, another really cool area because it's kind of in this ghost town of the old Pabst breweries and the brewery buildings, which are all but abandoned. And you're just kind of sitting there in the middle of it all, these really cool old historic buildings in a huge patio setting. Stubby's is one of my personal favorites because it's overlooking the river. So you've got a really good breeze going on, a cool view of the city, and their Stubby's has a fantastic beer list.
What are some of the summer cocktails we should be sure to sample this summer?
Well, the guys at Hotel Foster and Boone and Crockett can do fantastic things with cocktails. They can riff on things like the Tom Collins. I think one of their bartenders told us anything on ice with bubbles and gin will work all summer. So all of those things, I mean, there are some great local cocktails.
Speaking of local cocktails, there's a little vignette in this package. It features what they do at Bryant's. Can you tell us a little bit about what's special about the approach to making cocktails at Bryant's?
Sure. Well, we couldn't write a bar story without including Bryant's. They're one of the best bars in town and certainly one of the most creative, if not the most creative. And what they do is they don't really have a standard menu. You just tell the bartender how you feel, and they come up with a drink based on whatever you tell them. So we thought, well, how are we going to cover this in a new way? We've written about this a billion times. We decided, let's throw really odd, maybe uncomfortable emotions at them and just see what they make us. So our managing editor, Tim, took his wife, and they threw some really weird emotions at the Bryant's guys.
Right, like, I'm feeling like I'm at the bottom of the diaper bin.
Yeah, right. When we were brainstorming the ideas to give the Bryant's people, they got really, you know, I feel like I might murder someone. They were really odd, but Bryant's, they came up with some awesome drinks.
Were there any establishments that came up as you compiled this list that really surprised you?
I don't know if any of them really surprised me. I think I was more surprised by how many there were that we were all like, yes, yes, them too, them too. So I think it was more just the volume surprised me than any specific place.
How do you hope readers are going to use this? I mean, do you imagine readers are going to do a Milwaukee Magazine cocktail crawl or something like that?
I would suggest getting a cab or an Uber driver if you're going to do that. But I just hope they read it, they look back to it all summer and kind of say, oh, yeah, I've been, you know, wanting to try that drink at Lucky Joe's Tiki Room, or I'm going to look at this guide for one of the World Cup bars once those games start in the next couple weeks, or keep the beer garden story around. I've gotten some really good feedback on kind of looking at the then and now of Milwaukee's beer gardens, which a lot of people don't realize they used to be all indoors.
I didn't know that. They also were extremely family friendly. I guess I didn't yeah. really understand that previously. They were a social environment for families to go to.
Yeah. And I think we said the retail locations are what kind of eventually did them in, because the breweries themselves didn't have to host these places for people to try their beers. But yeah, we've got a picture of this Schlitz Palm Garden, which was this beautiful, like, conical venue almost with palm trees and all this great wood paneling. Looks very different from the Landing at Hoyt or Estabrook's beer garden.
What do you think these modern incarnations of beer gardens are going for? And is it different from the original mission of beer gardens?
I don't think so. I think it's very true to the original idea, which was just a great place to bring your family and meet your friends and celebrate a Milwaukee pastime. I think currently they're just outdoors, which maybe might make them a little more accessible and approachable, but I think it's still the same idea.
Well, Claire Hannon, thank you so much for coming in and giving us a little preview of the guide to summer drinking.
Thanks for having me.
Claire Hannon is assistant editor at Milwaukee Magazine. She spoke with Stephanie Lecce. The Indispensable Summer Drinking Guide is in the current issue, which is the magazine's city guide. And that's all for the Friday edition of Lake Effect. With thanks to our production team of Mitch Tyke, Stephanie Lecce, and Dan Harmon, we get production assistance from Eleanor Peterson, web support from Michelle Maternowski, and studio engineering from John Strelecki. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for tuning in today, and I hope you enjoy a libation of your choice this weekend. We're here tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend, and of course back here at 10 on Monday morning for the next edition of Lake Effect. It's all on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air comes your way next. It's 11 o'clock.